T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This weekend, a lot of people are going to be hitting the yard to do a lot of different things, whether it's planting flowers or it's just getting the yard in shape. I thought, what a great idea. Let's get some advice here from an expert. And Jim Answered is exactly that, the owner of Law and Lawn, not the TV show, Lawn and Order, up in Ross Township and McCandless area, the North Hills, although they go a lot of places. Jim, good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Good morning, John.
On the Disc Institute, Pittsburgh Newsline. So you're up and about, you're going to connect with your crews, and you guys start hitting these houses and yards. How early do you start?
Well, I should typically start a little earlier than my employees, my crews. I get stuff ready, get the daily logs ready as far as mowing lists and landscaping lists, whatever we're doing for the day. And I'll hook up the trucks and the trailers, and typically we'll pull out of the shop at 8 a.m. That way when people pull up there, we're off and running, and I sort of got them started to save that time from standing around. We got a lot of stuff to do. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Jim, what has been the impact of all the rain that we have had? I mean, it has just been torrential since February, actually. What has that translated to as far as yards?
Well, we've done a couple of extra jobs because of that. I mean, we put in several French drains earlier this year to solve that problem for several customers. But it's typically been pretty good the last couple of weeks because it's washing off something that a lot of people gets to them this time of year, allergies. So it's washed off most of the pollen the last couple of weeks, and the pollen pods have all fallen, so it's a good time to get those cleaned up now. So the rain has actually helped us out quite a bit the last few weeks.
Okay, so we're headed into summer, and not only is the grass growing like crazy, so are the weeds.
Yes.
You know, if you're cutting more weeds than you are grass, what's the most effective thing to put on the yard to get rid of the weeds?
Generally, I use on my own lawn, I use the Scotts Weed and Feed. It's a remarkable product, actually. You put that down, it will eradicate the weeds very well. But there is several commercial companies that do that. We do not feed lawns anymore, but there are several companies that could do that for you if you're not going to do it yourself. And of course, you look them up in the phone book, or actually not in the phone book anymore, but on your phone, and I'm sure they'd be glad to take care of you. But if you're going to do it yourself, absolutely 100% Scotts Weed and Feed works wonders.
All right, so you put the stuff down and it's effective in killing the dandelions, but then do you have to go back and dig them out, or what happens to them?
No, actually, believe it or not, I had dandelions in my yard because I was taking care of everybody else's landscape. So, I actually put my application on, give or take, around 2.5 weeks ago, and I probably had a good dozen or so dandelions, and they're completely gone. They won't come back. It kills down to the roots. Those granulars find their way down to the leaflets, you know, the blades, and get down, and they kill it from the root up. So you're good to go when you put that on.
You know, when you do put on a long dandelion killer, a weed killer like that, is it pretty much wipe out everything but leave the grass, or are there weeds that are resistant to it?
There's several weeds. For instance, clover's a little harder to kill, but they've improved the product. Scotts have improved the product that it does kill clover, as well as the dandelions and many other varieties of weeds. It gets 97%, I'd say, maybe percent of them. It does well, but you can also spray after that. It's spot spray, if you want to call it that, to take care of the hard to get weeds, hard to kill weeds.
Yeah, but you have to be careful what you use, because you could wind up killing the grass too.
Right. Yes. You don't want to use a product that's just strictly for weeds, and just strictly for weeds, rather not for a lawn, you know, chemical treatment, because you'll have no lawn yet left. You'll have big yellow spots.
Yeah. One of the two of us made that mistake last year. It wasn't you. Okay, so here's the age-old question. When you're cutting the grass, do you mulch it as you cut, or do you catch it?
Well, that's preference. Uh, we generally pick up all the clippings because, I mean, the most of the lawns that we cut are very, very thick and plush. So we're bagging it and we haul it away. I particularly don't like to mulch. Mulching to me is something that you might want to do when the weather gets a little bit warmer and the lawns get a little bit drier if you don't have like a sprinkler system that consistently keeps it green. But it's, again, it's preference. Mulching's good for it. Bagging's also good for it. But if you just fertilize your yard, I would suggest that you mulch it because that way you're not losing any of the effectiveness of the fertilizer you just put down. So it goes either way.
Interesting point about the fertilizer. Jim Atzert, Lawn and Order up in the North Hills. Appreciate your time with us this morning, and good luck in the grass today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.